I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But join us right here live at our broadcast position along the media elite of the Southeast. It is Brad Nessler, everybody's favorite play-by-play.
What's up, man? Guys?
I just told Brad we're going to get him a case of that brew once I get it in the cans.
I figured you guys had a cooler down here. That's why I came down.
Right on.
I was thinking.
Well, you came down with water on the rocks. I'm like, yeah. Dean Martin over here. I didn't know what you had
in there.
That'll
change to some other rocks later. yeah, that's just water.
I hear you, brother.
Well, at least you know how we operate with the
absolutely.
The beer.
Well, I listen to you guys at Twin Peaks all the time. I know you got your own beer. I'm jealous. Your own ale. Hey, man, ale. You showed me what the can's going to look like. That's spectacular.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Man, I love it.
We love the job, obviously, you do. The voice of the SEC guys on CBS. You hear Brad Nessler each and every Saturday. And you know, we say this. It's like you get a big game every weekend, right? I mean, every time you go, well, that's not a big. You turn around and it's a big game every weekend.
Yeah, we've got one. We got one weekend a year, Carl, that we kind of look at it, and ESPN looks at it too, and goes, "What are we doing there?" You know,
right?
I mean, everybody knows that you're going to do four or five Alabama games. You're going to do four or five Georgia games. You're going to do three LSU, three Auburn. You know, so you can kind of look at the schedule and you have a pretty good idea.
Right.
And, you know, this year we get an extra game because we're working week one with Tennessee and West Virginia and one of the, you know,
kickoff games,
Charlotte. So that's going to be fun. I always kind of hated everybody else working that first week and Gary and I and Allie at the time, but Jamie now sitting back going, dude, we need to be somewhere. You know
right.
what I mean? So we're going to be in Charlotte week one, and then it's Georgia and South Carolina, and then we go, man. I mean, then it gets intense from there on
out. Now, Brad, of course, you guys don't know, makes his home here in Metro Atlanta, so he's familiar with the Dogs. And so you know everybody's gone to the NFL. We've been pointing to that game, those two games with the Columbia in South Carolina and Missouri, where you got a young defense going up against some pretty good offenses.
Absolutely. And, you know, Missouri is that's kind of a scary deal because Drew Locke's that good, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you guys know that. But there's good quarterbacks. I think 75% of the teams have pretty good quarterbacks this year, which wasn't always the case. But if you just took arm talent, he's got it. Now, if they got anything else, I'm not sure, but that's kind of a scary spot. And South Carolina would be the other one. And, you know, LSU, that's going to be tough. I know you had a guy on not too long ago, or the station did anyway, where it was going to be Georgia and Alabama for the SEC title, and they're both undefeated. Was it you guys, or was it the midday guys?
It was the midday guys.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm listening. I'm driving around, and they're talking about that, and I go, I don't know if this guy's a blogger, if he's an actual writer, because I never heard his name. I didn't know who he was, you know? And maybe they said somewhere along the line, and maybe I just missed it. But I thought, you know what, I'll take that game right now. I wanted to call the dude and say, can you just guarantee that we get into Mercedes-Benz Stadium? We'll take that rating any day of the week.
No doubt about it. It's Brad Nessler joining us here. Obviously today, along with Kirby Smart being here, Dan Mullen. And, you know, the scenery's changed for him, right? He goes from his state to Florida. But Mullen knows the lay of the land there. He knows how to, you know, he was there during the Tebow years and had it rolling. He's an interesting guy in the aspect that I really think he can get that thing turned around fairly quickly.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot more fun, if nothing else. He was just up with our guys, and he walked in the room, and first of all, I looked at his tennis shoes, and he still got the tag thing on it. And I said, what's with the tag? And he goes, I just go with what the players do, and they leave the tag on these shoes. And I said, well, if that's the case, why don't you get some flat-brimmed visors and see how good that looks on you on the sideline?
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. He said, are you going to treat me like I've been in the league as a head coach for 10 years, or are you going to treat me like I'm a rookie because I'm in my first year at Florida? I said, I'm treating you as a rookie because you're in the first year at Florida, because that's how everybody else will treat you. But, no, he's, you know, like Gary said, he's kind of accrued some money in the bank, and you know, he doesn't have to turn it around in 1 year because everybody knows it's going to take a little bit of time, and he's got to find a quarterback and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they used to have, you know, 10 CC Jeffersons or something like that, and now they got, you know, one or two of those guys. But their defense has always been good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always thought Jim was a good guy, strange a little bit. I mean, I enjoyed talking to him, McElwain, because he was kind of out in space sometimes, and sometimes I'm out there with him and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't think he ever fit there, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
So
you're right. And to your point, we were just having this conversation as right before you joined us, and we were talking about fit.
Right.
And McElwain, even though he went to two SEC championship games.
I don't know how that – well, that shows tells you what the East was about.
What the East was.
Right.
But Ness, he never really fit as the guy. And that's, we were just saying that.
And then, you know, he was down – I mean, we were down there the week he did the I'm getting death threats and all that kind of stuff. So we go into the coaches' meeting, and we don't really know what to ask, what to say. And then, you know, the AD comes in, and we're like, this is really uncomfortable.
Right.
And then we have to do that on the pregame and the opening. Like, Zook does it in the pregame, and then we have to do it in the opening. We're like, when can we talk about football instead of death threats? Well, that was so zany. And that's just from that point on, you knew he'd lost it. And
and then Georgia dropped a freight train on him in Jacksonville.
Jacked him pretty good, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Brad Ness is with us. Adam Zucks is going to join us at some point. I mean, if he can squeeze it into his very busy media commitments.
You want us to just call you?
Yeah, we'll just give a call.
All right.
I'll get out of here, Zuck. Don't worry about me.
No, nobody messes with Ness, man. Zuck can wait.
He does on the air all the time.
Squid Billy is now efforting Zuck, so we'll get him in here, man. Embrace the Zuck, as we like to say. And we got Brad Nesser with us live, the voice of the SEC on CBS. But that's the thing, man. I mean, we like the personality. Mullen famously today says, Trump wants to drain the swamp. I want to fill the swamp.
That's beautiful.
Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. We could use a little infusion of the Steve Spurrier dynamic. I mean, when you talk to Will Muschamp and Kirby, you're talking to the same guy when you prep for the South Carolina
game. Pretty much you're talking to the same guy. And you know, those guys haven't changed. They haven't changed from the time they were assistants. They were probably like that as players,
right.
And that's okay. If it works for them, and it worked great for Kirby, and it's working pretty well for Will right now, and we'll see how week two goes. But
you know, you were talking about McElwain. That was a strange fit. Ed Ogeron, everyone loves the guy, but it seems like
of course you do love me.
Win nine games, Ness, but
You don't mind if my wife comes in for the coaches' meetings, do you?
Well, she's a lot prettier than you are, so I don't care.
It's in the water down there,
yeah,
man.
It's...
So what do you make of LSU, man? They have a quarterback with Burrow from Ohio State.
Yeah, if that's going to be the guy, or is it going to be, you know, Miles Brennan and whatever, that young little skinny kid that they say has a big arm, I don't know. If they ever get that figured out, you know, they'll always find a tailback, I think, and they're always going to have good defensive players. Their wide receivers are pretty decent. But that's been their deal. I mean, for a long time.
For a while.
One thing keeping them out.
Even when Les was there.
Yeah, for sure.
It is.
And you got to have one now. I mean, I think back in the day, it didn't matter. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. It's just like the NFL now. Not necessarily the same type of quarterbacks, but you better have one that can do either one thing really well, two things preferably really well.
Yeah.
And if you got leadership, you got three things you can do, then, you know. And some teams have two of them, like Alabama and Georgia might even have two. I don't know. But there's good quarterbacks around. Bentley and, you know, we talked about Locke and Fitzgerald at Mississippi State. There's some good quarterbacks around the league.
Brad Nessler joining us, the voice of CBS college football. Guys, you watch him on Saturdays. I got to ask you, because people accuse me. I don't know why. They accuse me of not liking Alabama because I'm critical of Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama?
I know. But I want to make it clear. It's not that I don't like Alabama. I think there's a dislike for anybody that wins as much as they do.
Like the Yankees.
Okay. Right. But I got to ask you, on a personal level, when it comes to Coach Saban, I love Coach Saban.
I do, too.
I love the way he handles things.
Yep.
You know, you watch a press conference, he's like, oh, I just want to be able to take the grandkids on the boat ride. You know, he just says whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
But the guy can coach. But is he that personable when you guys deal with
him? I like being in the meetings with him. And I was on his radio show last year when we did one of the Alabama games. And whole different atmosphere. You know, Miss Terry comes in, sits down. The place is packed. You got people coming in, like, the morning before to park at, you know, Baumhauer's or whatever.
Right.
You know, they get tickets out there. They don't care. You know, they park next to fire hydrants. It doesn't matter. And then Nick walks in, and he always gets his hair cut every Thursday afternoon, you know. So he walks in with, like, three security guards, three policemen, you know, from Alabama, three of their finest. And he's got his wife right there in front. And Eli does the whole show. Eli talks about, you know, women's volleyball or whatever until Nick gets there, you know, and then the whole dynamic of the show changes. But, you know, then Nick starts telling stories and it's awesome. And he's good he's really good in our meetings too. I mean, he's pretty straight laced until you get done asking him about the game.
Right.
And then if you ask him about his granddaughter or something else, he loosens up. He's still got to go to the alumni meeting. And so he's always decked out and he's always dressed to the nines when he comes into our meetings. But, I enjoy him. And, you know, he'll spend about 45 seconds with us at practice on Thursday because he sees Gary and I standing over there, and he'll wait until practice is about half over. He'll come over. He'll shake our hands. Hey, Brad. Hey, Gary. Good to see you guys. I'll see you tomorrow at 11:30. and don't be late. 11:30 and don't be late.
Sharp.
You know?
Yeah. Sharp.
So, but anyway, you know, I like being around the guy. I really do. And he's not as He's not as dry as everybody thinks. Yeah, and he's not in a bad mood like everybody thinks. You know,
right.
So.
And that's so funny. And by the way, speaking of your partner, guy Gary Danielson does an amazing job. I always get a kick. I suppose he could probably do it almost every play, but it would take some of the excitement out of the game of handicapping what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he knows it.
Well, he does. And, you know, I kind of got a kick, and God bless him because he was up for an Emmy. So was Gary. But Tony Romo's up for an Emmy in his first year. Gary can say what's coming just about every play. He just chooses not to. And Tony made a living out of that in year one with Jim. And more power to him. And
right.
People love that. You know, I think it goes too far at times. And we've even told the bosses. We've told Tony, you know, but and not that he has to listen, you know. But you can't do that every play. But those kind of guys can do it every play. And
right.
so can Gary.
Right.
You know, he chooses not to do it that way.
Brad, we're looking forward to the season. We're looking forward to hearing you and watching you, obviously. And Brad, by the way, is a fan of the show. How's my
I
man?
Listen to you guys every day, man.
Well, thank you so much. How's our man Ric Flair doing, man? You talk to Flair?
I'm going to tell you off the air how he's doing, but he's doing well.
Okay.
He's
okay.
doing well. I just
Good.
Texted him the other day, and he's still coming back.
Right.
And he'll be 100% soon.
Good. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ness, by the way, a couple of years ago during our anniversary, calls in and is like, hey, I got a surprise for you guys. And we're like, oh, okay. And it was the Nature Boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the Nature Boy calls in.
We're out in the burbs having a couple of cold beverages. And I said, we got to call these guys.
These two idiots.
So, you know, and Mike didn't get it right away.
No, I had no idea at first. I thought it was a spoof.
The guy that has done Dusty Rhodes for so many years, and Rick gets on and goes, woo. And then he thought it was me that was doing it. And I finally, and Rick finally goes, I don't think this guy knows who I am.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell is going on?
No, because they started playing the Nature Boy, the 2001 intro, but we couldn't hear it in our where we were on remote.
Oh, that's true. That's
and so we're like, what? Yeah. And then we're like, oh, it is Ric Flair, the real Ric Flair. As if Ness had like some stand-up comedian doing like Ric Flair impressions in his living room.
No, but we were just abusing the suburbs out in some of the dives out there.
Well, hey, man, again, you got West Virginia taking on UT, and then, of course, we'll hear him, guys, in Georgia's game against South Carolina with Gary, man.
Yeah, then we got Auburn LSU, I think, after that.
Ooh, big revenge factor because Auburn really got better of LSU down than us.
Yeah, we're going to try this year not to have a three-week span, guys, where you had me on and the cumulative score was 142-7, I believe. I know it was 100 and, I think it was 100 and nothing when I was on with you guys.
Right.
I think Georgia beat the crap out of somebody 42-7 the following week or something.
Then you're
like
in Bob Uecker mode, you know?
Right.
I ever tell you how much I love tequila? You
know? It is true.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, ale time at that point.
Brother. Good to see you, brother.
Right, good to see
Thanks,
you,
Brad.
Carl,
appreciate
good to see you,
as
bro.
Always.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.